here's a story from The World.
Yesterday, Paul Rusesabagina was arrested. He's known for saving hundreds of lives during the Rwandan genocide and for his story being told in the film Hotel Rwanda. Rwandan authorities have charged Rusesabagina with terrorism, arson, and murder. But critics say the arrest is politically motivated. We're joined now by Claude Gatebuke. Claude lived through the genocide and today is an activist with the African Great Lakes Action Network. Claude, first of all, tell us about Paul Rusesabagina for those who don't know who he is. What's his story and how is he seen in Rwanda today?
His story is that of an upstander. During the genocide, he used the hotel that he managed to shelter over 1,000 people, which was really difficult because during that time, I survived that genocide and I had to move houses multiple times and had to be in hiding. And it was not an easy task to hide people. So it was a wonderful thing that he did during the genocide. But now, as a critic of the government of Rwanda, he's been painted with the same broad brush that they paint every critic with. Every person that comes out as a critic is branded as a genocide denier. Even somebody like Rusesabagina that helped people during the genocide, they are branded as terrorists and enemies of the country. So criticizing the president, Kagame, is equated with being an enemy of the state.
Paul Kagame has been president of Rwanda for quite some time. Has Paul Rusesabagina been critical of him for a number of years?
Yes, he has. For at least the last 15 years, he's been one of the leading critics of Paul Kagame, especially when it comes to Kagame's atrocities in the Congo, where 6 million people have died as a result of Rwanda and Uganda's invasion into that country, and all kinds of human rights abuses. Paul Rusesabagina has spoken on that. He's spoken against the dictatorship in Rwanda. He's spoken against the staged elections. He's basically been a very open and one of the loudest critics of the government of Rwanda.
Was Paul Rusesabagina arrested in Rwanda or outside of Rwanda?
He was arrested outside of Rwanda. He was on a flight to Dubai, and somewhere along the route, he was stopped, handcuffed, and taken away to Rwanda. But that was not his destination, not on his itinerary.
What are the charges that the Rwandan authorities are leveling at Paul Rusesabagina? Are they saying that he's currently a terrorist and involved in arson and murder, or are they saying that he was actually somebody who was involved back in the genocide, during the genocide?
No, the accusation is for what's happening today. They're accusing him of financing an armed group that's fighting against the Rwandan government. Of course, he is a member of a coalition of which this group is a part of. And when you look back at Rwanda's history, Paul Kagame came to power in a similar manner where he was a part of an armed group that came and took over the country, the RPF, the Rwandan Patriotic Front, which is in power today.
How have Rwandans reacted to Paul Rusesabagina's arrest?
There is a lot of outrage. Of course, for those who support the government, they are celebrating. But, you know, the place where you really see Rwandans expressing themselves freely is on social media. And you can tell there's a lot of outrage on this arrest because to a lot of Rwandans, the government itself is criminal.
So what happens now?
I believe two things are going to happen. One, the Rwandan government is going to run a smear campaign against him, as they do with all critics. They are going to run a trial, which a lot of the politically motivated trials in Rwanda are neither free nor fair. We were basically judged by the president, Kagame. However, I think the international community is going to play a big role in it. What we've seen in the past is for these political cases, when the international community has stood up and really shown the injustice by the government of Rwanda, the Rwandan government has eventually released some of the critics that it has arrested and tried and held.
Claude Gatebuke is an activist with the African Great Lakes Action Network. Thanks a lot, Claude.
Thank you.